Hello, everybody. Can you hear me? The last time someone gave me a mic was a karaoke evening, so I'm going to start with Delilah and finish off with Green Green Grass of Home. Anyway, my name is John Roberts. I'm 68 years old. I've got type 2 diabetes, arthritis in my knees, other elements of illnesses. So I'd like to talk about my experience of medicines and how they affect my life. As a diabetic, I'm on different medications, metformin and all like that. But I was on a drug called pioglitazone. And my wife went on the internet and said to me, have you seen this? There's a big hype about pioglitazone and how it's affecting people with diabetes and causing heart attacks. You've been on it for years. Do you think you should have a word with your GP? So I, on her instructions, went to my GP and we had a discussion. Now, my GP's problem was I was prescribed this by a consultant at the Royal. Now, he didn't want to go against this consultant, but me and him had a conversation. We agreed that I would come off it on a trial basis, check my blood sugars. If nothing happened, I would stay off it, which it didn't. So I was made up then because I was off this drug that was causing heart attacks. I felt better, which surprised me really. But it was a partnership. It was me and my GP talking about the drugs that were on. And I think with patients and health professionals, it's a partnership. It's about how you react with each other and talk to each other. And I used to be on 16 tablets of a morning, and now I'm only on 9, so I've reduced them. But that's by talking both to my GP and other help, my practice nurse, and coming to an understanding of that, you know, if I come off it, this might happen. If I don't, this might happen. So it's that sort of understanding and talking to people. One of my other things is I'm a chair of a diabetes support group. And one of our chief gripes is over-prescribing. And people say to me, well, I go online, I fill, tick my boxes, but when I get my medication, I get stuff I've never ordered. And this needs, you know, we feel this needs to stop. Why is it done? And also, how can you sort of give stuff back? If you prescribe stuff, you go to they'll say, I can't take it back. And that's a real frustration to us because you're left with medications that you don't need where, you know, it's a waste of money and it needs to sort of, I think, be sorted and sort of talked about and how people can end this sort of waste of money, because we feel that that is one of the biggest problems at the moment, over-prescribing and sort of, you know, waste of money. So we're looking at that and we're talking, I say, on the Medicines Optimization Committee, that's another big issue as well, of people getting over-prescribed drugs. And also, when you come out of hospital, the hospital give you drugs that they feel rightly you should have, but when you go to GP, he's a bit, I'm not happy with that, or, you know, why was that prescribed? So there's that sort of, I think both parties need to speak to each other and say, well, give them this for so long and then try it again, or see how it goes. But there's not that lack of understanding between both parties, so I think that needs to be talked about as well. Also, the innovations that are coming out around new technology and apps. Now, I've got 3 apps on my phone for my blood sugars. Now, not one of them will speak to my GP practice. I've spoke to the practice nurse. We've tried to sort of get them to, you know, why. We've looked for ones that will sort of link in with the practice. Not one of them. So I can't even email my results until I got this. Now, this is a watch that looks at my heartbeat, tells me how long I've been running for, doesn't like, how many steps I've took. But now this links into my practice. Now, why wasn't I told about that? Why wasn't, you know, someone said to me, well, there is devices that you can link in with. But it's that sort of knowledge that's out there that they don't seem to understand or don't seem to accept. So I think innovations are a really good thing for the NHS, and it needs to be sort of discussed with patients and said, have you tried this? I mean, I know there's things on devices now that you can have at your home, and if it looks at your blood pressure, it looks at your heart rate, and it'll send a report to your GP. But not a lot of patients know about this or use them. I mean, I've seen them and I've looked at them, but no one's ever offered them. My wife's got asthma, no one's ever offered them to us unless we ask for them. But when you ask for them, it's, we're not too sure whether that would suit you. Or, you know, so it's how people can find out about what's out there and need to use it properly. Yeah, that's it. I will finish on Delilah.